What do you call a thing you use to lay the wood on when you're sawing it up?
A sawbuck.
Okay. There's another thing that carpenters use to lay planks across. What would you call that?
Sawers.
Okay. When you're fixing your hair, you might use a comb and you might use what else?
Brush.
Okay. What did you call a leather thing used to sharpen a straight razor on?
Razor strap?
Is that what you call it, a razor strap?
I was thinking of the other name. It's can't think of it right now. There's another name for it.
Yeah, I used to use it for spanking children and things like that. Fortunately, I was a little bit too late for that. I need safety razors. When you go hunting with a rifle, what do you have to take with you to shoot?
Bullets.
Okay. Is there another term for rifle bullets? We're looking for the pronunciation of this thing. It's sort of hard to get. In other words, the bullet, if you have a term for the copper case plus the bullet itself, would there be a term for that?
A cartridge?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. What did they used to call on the playground, maybe, or maybe just kids would just make them up, a thing where one kid would sit on one end of a board and another on the other?
Teeter-totter.
Okay. How about, did they ever have anything that was anchored at both ends, and maybe a kid would jump up and down in the middle? Anything like that? We never had this when I was in grade.
Nope.
Okay. A lot of people. What about where the kids would go round and round in a circle?
Merry-go-round. My dad made us one.
Oh, was that right?
He put a wheel on a... He took an axle and put it in the ground, and put the wheel on the axle, put half of the axle in the ground, the other half was up, and he bolted 12-foot plank on there, and on that he put a 16-foot for strength, and that thing, I had one brother and three sisters, and we used to turn that and then jump back on after it got up speed.
That sounds great. It really does. This was a rear axle off a truck or something?
Axle from a wagon.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So they have wheel bearings in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you call a thing you used to carry when it had coal heat? You used to carry the coal in.
Coal bucket.
Okay. And what do you call a thing that you use? It's a garden tool, really, that you wheel around to carry, help you carry moderate-sized loads.
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah. What would you call things, especially when they used to use scythes to harvest things, or maybe the thing you'd stick in your pocket to sharpen the scythe with?
Whetstone.
Okay. And how about the larger thing that you crank round and round?
Grindstone.
Okay. If you have a car or something that has grease fittings on it, you figure that every so often the manufacturer expects that you're going to do what to the car?
Grease it.
Okay. And if you're not careful when you're doing this, you're liable to get it all over your coveralls, and you could say your coveralls are
greasy.
Okay. Also, you figure every 3,000 or 4,000 miles they'd want you to change
oil.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have a term? What was your term for the stuff you used to put in lamps before electricity?
Kerosene?
Was that
coal oil.
Okay. Was there any difference between the two? Or?
No.
But you would have used coal oil, I think. Okay. This is frequently, we really find differences that people never thought they had. In the old days, with the types of tires they used to have before the new kind, there was something that went inside the tire.